Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The word of the Lord appointed for today is from Mark chapter 1, beginning at the 40th verse. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in a desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I will. Those are some important words, a couple of English words in our language in some very important situations or crucial moments in our life, like baptisms, confirmations, weddings, ordinations, courtrooms, induction into the military, government leaders, judges, juries, and witnesses, and so forth. They often declare a vow, a promise to diligent commitment and follow through. But that's not always the case, of course. It can have different meanings and degrees. We no longer live in a world where a man's word is his bond. To break your baptismal vow, the parents who said, "I will," to the promise to bring their children to church, to Sunday school, and raise them in a Christian home, to the sponsors who said, "I will," to the same if the child should lose their parents, and also pray for them. To break your confirmation vow probably seems no big deal these days, even though it does contain the promise that I would rather suffer death than to give up the faith. Or to break your wedding vow also seems to be no big deal, at least legally or with society, and sadly even in the church. Even though there was one claim who said, "I will be faithful unto death." Or especially now as we see it among our government leaders, it seems to be no big deal at all to make a promise and say, "I will." Yet if you break your "I will" with the military, you are UA, or unauthorized absence, or AWOL, absent without leave. And if it goes to 30 days, then you're a deserter, and you will be prosecuted. If you're lucky, you'll just get the big chicken dinner, as we say, the bad conduct discharge, which kind of ruins your life. Or in worse, if it's at the wrong time during war, you could be executed. Or if you lie as a witness in a courtroom, you could go to jail for perjury. Some venues still have serious consequences of honoring your "I will." Even when spoken with the best of intentions and of the greatest determination, there's still no guarantee to the words "I will" when they're spoken by sinners like you and me. You could say "I will" with all sincerity, but time and chance happen to all. And there will be times that you don't keep your word, no matter how hard you try or how much you intend. In fact, many of these vows have the words "with the help of God" or "so help me God" attached to them, sort of admitting that we can't keep our word on our own, as the temptations and sin will overpower us and we will fail. We need God's help. And then, of course, there will be times when we really have no intention whatsoever. That's when we say "I will," but the rest of the unspoken sentence goes, "I will if I want to," or "if I feel like it," or "I can't do anything better," or "I just don't really care." Or that's when we mean, I say I will so that you'll stop bothering me and leave me alone. So I will is an important little phrase, and when spoken by sinners, it comes with no guarantees and a fair amount of deceptive nuance. That's why it's not helpful if a pastor preaches something like, "Answer this question if you want to be saved. Will you ask Jesus into your heart?" Even if you say, "I will," with the best intentions and utmost determination, your word is no guarantee. That's why we don't spend time asking what you will, and that's why we rejoice to hear Jesus say, "I will." He says it to a leper. The leper comes to him and says, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus says, "I will be clean." This is not, "I will sometime in the future," or "I intend to make you clean." When Jesus says, "I will," he says, "It is indeed my perfect will that you be delivered from this leprosy." When the Lord wills something, he gets it done. So he says to the leper, "Be clean," because the Lord is determined to heal him, and by that word, the leper is healed. What Jesus wills, he does. This same Jesus is the one who wills and who promises to heal us from our sinfulness. We who are poor lepers, beggars, sin-sick, rebellious people, cry out to our Savior, "Jesus, save us and heal us if you will." The same Jesus has redeemed us and made us whole. We can be confident of our salvation as Jesus has willed and paid for our sins and has forgiven us of all our sins. Forgiven us for all those times we said, "I will," but didn't. It's not Jesus' will that he might forgive you at some time in the future. No, Jesus wills to forgive you now because that is his good and gracious will. In absolution, in your baptism, in the Lord's Supper. It is so because he went to the cross in order to fulfill his Father's will, in order to forgive you for your sins. What Jesus wills, he does. That's why his promises are certain. Because his promises are certain, faith is sure. That's why the leper can pray what he prays. He kneels before the Lord and says, "If you will, you can make me clean." It is a prayer of faith. The leper doesn't say, "I ask you to heal me because of what I've done." Jesus doesn't owe him anything. The leper doesn't say, "You have to heal me because I have faith in you." No, faith never tries to compel Jesus to do anything. Trying to force Jesus to do anything is to declare, "My will be done." Instead, by faith, the leper simply says to Jesus, "You have a holy will, and what you will is best. Therefore, if it is part of your will that I be clean, then you can do it. You have the ability. But I make no demands, because who am I to do so? I'm just a poor beggar. You are the Lord. You can make me clean." The leper demonstrates faith by placing himself in the Lord's hands and commending himself to Jesus' care. If it is the Lord's will to heal him, then the Lord's will be done. If it is the Lord's will that he remains a leper, well, then the Lord's will be done, because it is the Lord's will. This text teaches so clearly what faith does and what Jesus does. Faith clings to Jesus. It does this by clinging to the Word, by that Word. It knows who Jesus is, and it knows what Jesus does. By that Word of God, faith knows that there's nothing good in us that deserves God's help or earns his favor. By the Word of God, faith knows that Jesus has earned God's favor for us. And by that Word of God, faith knows the will of God as much as God reveals. And then faith prays, "Your will, O Lord, be done." Anything else is not a faith. Therefore, if you expect that the Lord wills to help you because of who you are or what you have done, you got it all wrong, because you are saying you have earned his help by your works. If you expect that the Lord wills to help you because your faith is strong, you also got it wrong, thinking that the Lord should help you again because of you. Faith never says, "Help me because of me." It says, "Help me because of you." Faith prays often because it delights to call upon the Lord for help. when you are suffering and when you want the pain to be over as soon as possible, you know the Word of God to know this, that your will is not always in line with His will. He makes promises and keeps them according to His will and in His time. So when you pray that He will deliver you from whatever pain you have or whatever situation you're going through, you know that He promises His will, but His will be done, not yours. This is where faith is tested, and you are tempted, because you want the pain to go away. We are not by nature inclined, like the leper, to pray, "If you will, you can make me clean," but I'll leave that up to you. We are tempted to start making a list of arguments as to why the Lord should act now. What we'll come up with is a list of good things that we've done and the evil that we have avoided. We will argue how much we can be more of an effective instrument in His hands if we are not weighed down with this suffering. And we will maybe come up with a bargain or two of what we intend to do in the future if He would just deliver us on our terms. No, faith says, "Your will be done." Even if I don't know why, I don't have to know why, because you already know that the Lord has redeemed you with the cost of His own blood, and having paid that price for redemption, His will for you is certainly good. So faith prays and says, "If it is your will, deliver me." We confess our sins of doubt and worry that keep us from trusting in Him and His promises. We know that as He forgives our sins, it is His forgiveness, not our will or work, that strengthens our faith. When we cry out to the Lord like this leper, we cry out in faith, "As you will, deliver me. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And Luther writes, what does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let His kingdom come. And when He strengthens and keeps us firm in His word and faith until we die. This is His good and gracious will. Dear friends, rejoice in Christ and His cross. For it is in the crucified Savior that you find grace and mercy. In the midst of trials that are left unexplained by God, faith says, "Deliver me as you will, O Lord." And you know that the Lord will deliver you according to His will. And how do you know? Not because of His glory, but because of His cross. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.